天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲，
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安，很开心可以和大家在节目中再次相遇，我是主持人李舒雅。在上期节目中，麦克牧师开始教导圣灵九果中的第三个果子，也就是和平。在讨论的最后，麦克牧师引用了玛利亚和马大的例子，来向我们说明内心的忧虑是如何阻挡我们结出和平的果子。那么，在生活当中的我们，应当如何可以像玛利亚一样，不被焦虑困扰，把耶稣摆在第一位呢？那就让我们来听一听麦克牧师是怎么说的吧。
Listening friends,
亲爱的朋友你好。
It is a joy for us to know that you are listening to this series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit.
很高兴你能收听我们关于圣灵的果子这一系列的广播。
And we have been talking about peace.
上次我们谈到和平这个果子。
In our last message, we left you at the home of Martha and Mary where Jesus was visiting.
在上次的节目里，我们讲到耶稣在马大和玛利亚的家。
Martha became preoccupied with the cooking and keeping a spotless house.
马大全副精神都放在做饭和收拾屋子上。
That kept her away from Jesus.
却让她没有功夫亲近主。
And when you stay away from Jesus, even if you are serving, you will get exasperated.
所以即使因为服侍而远离主，你还是会烦躁易怒。
Martha was also getting exasperated with her sister Mary.
马大就是因此生她妹妹玛利亚的气。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus listening to him talk.
因为玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前听他讲道。
Both sisters loved the Lord Jesus.
这两姐妹都深爱主耶稣。
But Martha was anxious about unimportant things.
但马大忧心那些不重要的事情。
And she became envious that Mary was not helping.
她因妹妹没有帮助她而心生嫉妒。
She finally broke down and complained to Jesus.
最后她忍不住了，就向耶稣抱怨。
I promised to tell you what the Lord said to Martha.
上次我答应要告诉你主后来对马大说了些什么。
But before I do that, I want to tell you something about anxiety.
但现在让我先告诉你一些关于忧虑的问题所在。
Especially anxiety about things you cannot change.
尤其是忧虑一些你无法改变的事情。
Remember, anxiety is a preoccupation with the non-essential or the unimportant.
记住忧虑就是让一些不必要或者不重要的事情占据了你的心思。
Now keep my definition in mind.
请记住我所说的这个定义。
In our last broadcast, we heard Paul say,
在上次的节目里我们提到保罗说，
I have come to live with much or little, it doesn't make any difference to me.
我知道如何面对生活，或富足或缺乏，对我都没有分别。
My eye is on heaven and Jesus and his kingdom.
我只注目在天堂，主耶稣基督和他的国度。
Nothing else is going to come between us.
没有什么能让我与主的爱隔绝。
Let us read to you Philippians 4, 11 and 12 again.
我再读一遍腓立比书第四章十一和十二节给你们听。腓立比书第四章十一到十二节。我并不是因缺乏说这话， 我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随是随在，我都得了秘诀。
Anxiety is the preoccupation with the non-essentials or the unimportant.
忧虑就是让一些不必要或者不重要的事情占据了你的心思。
I want you to listen very carefully to what Jesus said to Martha.
请仔细听耶稣对马大说的话。
Martha, Martha, you are fretting and fussing about so many things, and only one thing is necessary.
马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。
Mary chose what is best.
玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
It shall not be taken away from her.
是不能夺去的。
I hope you do this exercise tomorrow morning.
我希望你明天早上能做这么样一个练习。
Wake up and visualize that everything you have is taken away from you.
当你一醒来，就想象你所拥有的一切都被拿走了。
I mean everything.
我是说，每一件东西都失去了。
Just visualize it.
只是想象一下。
Let me tell you something that is going to happen to every one of us.
让我告诉你，在我们每个身上都会发生的事。
And here's what Jesus is saying.
这是耶稣说的。
In the final analysis, what you do for God and for His kingdom is what really matters.
最后的结论是，只有你为神和神的国所做的，才是真正重要的事。
Everything else is unimportant.
其他任何事都不重要。
What is Jesus giving us?
耶稣给了我们什么呢？
Jesus is giving you a license and a permission.To be anxious about only one thing and one thing only.
耶稣给了你一个许可，只需要担心一件事，而且是唯一的一件。
Are you ready for it?
你准备好接受吗？
It is your salvation.
那就是给你的救恩。
That is the only thing that you have God's permission to be concerned and anxious about.
这是唯独一件神允许你要在意、要担心的事情。
Because he knows when you are anxious about your salvation, you're going to live a life that is pleasing to him.
因为他知道，当你在意自己是否得救，你就会过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
A life that is in obedience to his word.
一种顺服神话语的生活。
And that is why Paul said in Philippians 2:12,
这也就是保罗在腓立比书第二章十二节所说的
Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
就当恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。
Now, some people think if they make their profession of faith, they don't have to think about their salvation anymore.
现在有些人认为，只要他们决志信主了，就再也不用考虑他们得救的问题。
But let me tell you something important for those who profess faith in Jesus Christ.
然而，让我告诉你一些关于决志信主的重要之处。
Salvation has happened, is happening, and will happen.
救恩是过去、现在和未来继续不断进行的事。
It is not something that you just took care of back then.When you were 9 years of age, when you walked down the aisle,
如果你在九岁时从座位上走出来表示决志，你以为这么做就够了？
No,
不是的。
You commit your life to Christ, and from that moment, you are growing in Christ.
从你把生命交给基督的那一刻起，你就在基督里不断成长。
And if you are not growing in Christ, you are not growing at all.
如果你不是在基督里成长，你就不会成长。
In the Christian faith, you cannot stand still.
基督徒的信心不是停顿静止的。
You either go forward or you go backward.
不是向前，就是退后。
Jesus said, but only one thing is needed.
耶稣说， 不可少的只有一件。
This is the one thing that cannot be taken away from you.
这就是不能从你身上夺去的东西。
Everything else you will leave behind, and someone else will come and get it.
其他任何一件都可以留下来，并且其他人会来将它们拿走。
There is only one thing to be anxious about.
只有一件事情需要担忧。
And that is your salvation.
就是你得救的事。
Because it will lead you to Christ.
因为这将你引到基督面前。
It will produce what is lasting and everlasting.
使你得到永恒之福。
Everything else in life is not worth being anxious about.
生命中的其他任何东西都不值得忧虑。
Let me tell you something else about anxiety and why it destroys your peace.
让我告诉你一些其他关于忧虑的事，以及他们为何会破坏你的和平。
Anxiety either usurps God's prerogative to provide for you,
忧虑要不是篡夺了神身为供应者的特权,
or make you doubt that he cares for you and for your tomorrow,
就是会令你怀疑他是否看顾你和你的未来。
Now just let me clarify some things.
现在让我再说清楚些。
Someone may be sitting there and saying,Is he telling me I just go back and lie around and wait for Jesus to come back?
有些人可能坐在那里说，他是在告诉我只要回家躺着，等候耶稣再来就好了吗？
That's not what I'm saying.
我不是这个意思。
Of course, God expects us to work hard.
当然，神期望我们努力工作。
God expects us to work diligently.
神期望我们勤奋工作。
God expects us to work wisely.
神期望我们能智慧地工作。
Of course, God expects us to be faithful with the resources He has given us.
当然也期望我们好好运用他赐给我们的一切资源。
God expects us to be faithful with the gifts that He has given us.
神期望我们好好运用他给予我们的各样恩赐。
God expects us to be faithful with the talents that He has given us.
神期望我们好好运用他赏赐我们的各样天分。
God expects us to be faithful with the time that He has given us.
神期望我们好好使用他给予我们的时间。
Oh, but that's different from anxiety.
哦，但这些与忧虑完全不同。
Don't mix the two together.
别把它们给混淆了。
Because anxiety is practical atheism.
因为实际上忧虑就是无神论。
Yes, you heard me right.
对的，你没有听错。
And there are many people in the church today who are practical atheists.
今天在教会里有许多人是现实中的无神论者。
They profess Jesus as Lord and Savior, but they are practically atheists.
他们承认耶稣是救主，但他们实际上不信神。
Because anxiety is practical atheism.
因为忧虑就是实际的无神论。
Because it counts something more important than God.
因为它将一些事情看得比神还高。
Because it seeks to derive security from things other than God himself.
因为这些人希望从其他事物中求得保障，而不是依靠神。
When God is at the center of your life, your priorities will be turned upside down.
当神成为你生命的中心时，你的优先次序就会全面重新调整。
When God is in control, you will cast your anxiety on Him.
当神掌权时，你就可以将忧虑卸给他。
When God is at His proper place, you will rest like a baby.
当神在你生命中有了正确的地位，你就会像孩子般安心休息。
Let me illustrate what I'm trying so desperately to communicate to you.
让我举个例子，说明我迫切想要告诉你的事。
Years ago, the captain of a large vessel set sail with his family from Liverpool, England, to New York in the United States.
几年前，一个船长和他的家人正坐在一艘从英国利物浦到美国纽约的巨轮上。
His entire family was with him on the voyage.
这次航行，他全家都和他一起。
One night when everyone was asleep, a sudden squall arose.
有天晚上，人人都睡着了， 突然狂风大作。
The wind came sweeping over the waters, striking the vessel, almost capsizing it.
暴风吹袭海面，巨浪不断冲击船身，几乎使轮船倾覆。
Everything movable was sent tumbling and crushing down.
船上的东西都被摇晃得东倒西歪，支离破碎。
And the passengers became aware that they were in imminent danger.
旅客们发觉他们正面临危难。
Everyone was alarmed.
人人都很惊恐。
And many sprung from their berths and began to dress.
许多人都从卧铺里跳起来，开始穿衣服。
The captain's little girl, just 8 years of age, was awakened and cried with affright.
船长的女儿只有八岁，她被吵醒，害怕地哭喊着。
What is the matter? She asked.
她问，怎么了？
When she was told about the storm, she asked another question.
当她知道是遭遇风暴时，她问了另外一个问题。
Is father on deck?
爸爸在甲板上吗？
Assured that he was, the little girl dropped back into her pillow, and she was fast asleep in the midst of the crushing waves and the billowing wind.
当她确定爸爸是在甲板上时，小女孩就躺回床上。在狂风巨浪中又安然入睡了。
That's what I mean by not having anxiety.
这就是我所说的没有忧虑的意思。
Next time you are tempted to be anxious.
下一次当你要忧虑时。
Next time you begin to lose your peace.
当你失去和平时。
Next time you begin fretting.
下次当你烦恼时。
Ask the question, is my father on deck?
就问这个问题，爸爸在甲板上吗？
And the word of God will tell you, yes, he most assuredly is on deck.
神的话就会告诉你，是的，非常确定，他在甲板上。
And Jesus said, surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
耶稣说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Envy and anxiety are dangerous weeds that threaten to choke off the fruit of the Spirit, especially peace.
嫉妒和忧虑如同杂草荆棘，会危害圣灵果子的成长，尤其是和平这果子。
Let me give you some of the pitfalls of trying to have peace that is not the peace of God.
让我告诉你，当你寻求不是来自神的平安时，就会陷入危险的陷阱中。
I have heard these comments through the years of my life.
在过去的经历中，我听过这样的论调。
There are some people who would say, if I only have certain amount of money, I will have peace.
有些人说，只要我有足够的钱，就会有平安。
There are some people who would say, if I only get married, I will have peace.
有些人说，只要我结婚了，就会有平安。
There are some people who would say, if I only accomplish certain things in life, I will have peace.
有些人说，如果我一生中有了某些成就，就会有平安。
There are some people who would say, if only I can spend my life on a beach or a remote quiet island, I will have peace.
也有些人说，如果我这辈子能住在海边，或者在一个遥远宁静的小岛上，就会有平安。
All of these are pitfalls.
这些全都是骗局陷阱。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they will lead to false peace.
因为这些会导致伪装的和平。
Oh yes, there is false peace, a temporary peace.
哦，不错，的确有伪装的和平，短暂的和平。
But false peace is even more dangerous than no peace at all.
而且这种伪装的和平比没有和平还要危险。
It's not because God is against peace.
神并不反对和平。
But he is a holy God.
他是圣洁的神。
And will grant his peace only on the basis of his righteousness.
他所赐的和平必须建基于他自己的公义上。
That is why peace is a fruit, and as we saw in the last message.
正如我们上次节目中说的，因为和平是圣灵的果子。
Fruit comes from the inside of the spirit-filled life, not from the external events and circumstances.
圣灵的果子出自圣灵充满的生命， 而不是从外在事物和外在环境产生的。
In the days of the prophets Jeremiah and Micah, false preachers were preaching false peace.
在先知时代，耶利米书和弥迦书都提到，假先知传假平安的信息。
A peace without God.
就是在神以外的假平安。
In fact, they made a slogan out of it.
实际上，他们只是在高喊口号。
Jeremiah 6:14 tells us.
耶利米书第六章十四节告诉我们
，Peace, peace, they say, when there is no peace.
他们说平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because like in our day, people were making a god out of peace.
因为就像我们现在，人们制造一个和平的偶像。
And they are trying to heal the hurts of the nation superficially or callously.
他们试图从表面或僵硬的方法来治疗国家的伤痛。
Isaiah puts it even more bluntly.
以赛亚书里说的更坦白。
In chapter 48, verse 22, he said,
在四十八章二十二节那里，他说
There is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked.
耶和华说，恶人必不得平安。
You can try to escape anywhere in the world.
你可以逃避到世界上任何地方去。
Try any tranquilizers.
服用任何镇静剂。
Seek new experiences.
寻找新的体验和经历。
Buy more things.
购买新的东西。
Accumulate more money.
积累更多的财富。
But you will not have peace apart from being daily filled with the Spirit of God and daily walking in the Spirit.
但如果你每天不让圣灵来充满你，不肯与圣灵同行，你就不会获得和平。
First, you have to have peace with God before you can have the peace of God.
首先，在你获得神赐予的平安之前，你必须先与神和好。
And if you have never committed your life to Jesus Christ,
如果你从未将你的生命交托给耶稣基督，
you will not have the peace of God because you do not have peace with God.
你就不会得到平安，因为你没有先与神和好。
Until you come in repentance and faith in Jesus Christ,
除非你悔改并相信耶稣基督，
you cannot have peace with God.
不然你就不会有平安。
Problems are part of life.
生命中存在各种问题。
You are at war with God and with yourself until you die.
你常跟神交战，也跟自己交战，直到你离开世界的那天。
But when you have the peace of God, your life will be peaceful in the midst of turmoil.
但当你有了神所赐的和平，即使你的生命处在混乱中，你仍然有平安。
Your life will be peaceful in the midst of the storms of life.
你的生命会在风暴中有平安。
Your life will be peaceful in the midst of trouble and grief and pain.
你的生命会在麻烦、伤心和痛苦中有平安。
We all have them.
我们都有痛苦、悲伤的日子。
I have been there.
我也曾经历过。
Let me tell you some story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
A couple who were so alarmed at the condition of society.
有一对夫妇对目前社会的状况很担心。
They undertook a serious study of all the inhabited places on the globe.
他们针对全球各处有人类居住的地方进行了一个认真的研究。
Their goal was to find the most peaceful place of uttermost serenity on the face of the earth.
他们想要找出地球上最和平最宁静的地方。
Finally, they found it.
最后他们找到了。
And they moved and built their dream house.
他们搬到那里，建立了他们梦想中的房子。
One day, they sent their pastor a picture of their house.
一天他们给牧师发了一张自己房子的照片。
It was in the Falkland Islands.
是在佛克兰岛上。
A few months later, that most peaceful place became a war zone by the war between Great Britain and Argentina.
几个月后，这个最和平的地方成了英格兰和阿根廷之间的战场。
Jesus said,
耶稣说，
Peace I leave with you.
我留下平安给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我将我的平安给你们。
I don't give to you as the world gives.
我所赐的不像是人所赐的。
Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Do you have peace with God?
你跟神的关系是和好的吗？
If you do not, you can do that today.
如果不是，你今天就可以跟他和好。
Until we meet again, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
谢谢麦克牧师的提醒，让我们看到了原来忧虑就是我们否认上帝在我们生活中的主权，是我们不相信上帝的信实和供应。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们此刻就回到上帝的面前认罪悔改，将生命的主权交托给他，也求上帝怜悯我们的小信，使得我们在每天的生活当中更加的信靠他，结出和平的果子。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，我们今天的节目到这里就结束了。愿上帝大大的赐福于您，我们下期再会。